Hello, girls. It's Mrs. Wenger. I hope you're enjoying the beginning of your time off and you haven't reached the point of boredom yet. I'd like to read to you a story from the book Sparks of Majesty by Gnendal Crome. 6-year-old Gavrielle sat with his parents around the elegant Seder table, their haggadah spread open before them on the crisp white tablecloth. As Mr. Silver eyed the polished leichter gleaming in the light of the crystal chandelier, he savored the taste of royalty from the comfort of his cushioned armchair. "When will we get to Vinnitsak?" asked Gavriel, interrupting his father. "What do you mean, Gavriel?" asked Mr. Silver. "You know," answered Gavriel, "Vinnitsak and the Haggadah." "Oh," said Mr. Silver, "you mean the part where we say the words Vinnitsak el Hashem and we cried out to Hashem?" Gavriel nodded his head. "We won't get to that for a while," he said, stifling a little chuckle. "It's in the middle of Magid." Gavriel shrugged his shoulders, disappointed. Taking the becher in his hand, Mr. Silver called out, "Kadesh," and began leading the Seder. When he finally called out, "Magid," Gavriel's large brown eyes opened wide. "Now are we ready to say Vinnitsak?" he asked eagerly. "Not yet," replied Mrs. Silver. "Be patient, Sadikal. We'll get there soon." Looking up from his Haggadah, Mr. Silver glanced at his son and asked, "Why are you so anxious to get to Vinnitsak?" Gavriel smiled shyly and lowered his eyes. "It's because of a story that my Rebbe told us in school." "Can you share it with us?" his mother asked, lovingly. Gavriel nodded his head and began to tell the story. Many years ago, there was a poor Jew named Moshe who rented an inn from a Paritz, a non-Jewish landowner. Non-Jews from nearby villages would frequent his inn, where they would squander their hard-earned money on whiskey. Moshe religiously set aside a portion of his profits in order to pay rent to the Paritz at the end of the winter. One year, heavy storms littered the roads with mounds of snow, preventing passersby from reaching his inn. As a result, Moshe did not have the funds to pay the Paritz at winter's end. A few days before Pesach, the Paritz came to Moshe's inn to claim his money. "Where are the 150 gold coins that you owe me?" he barked. Moshe's face turned pale, and he answered truthfully, "No one came to buy whiskey this winter, so I don't have any money to pay you," he said. The Paritz became infuriated. "I will give you 2 weeks to come up with the money," he yelled. "If you don't pay me by then, I will send you to prison." Deeply concerned, Moshe traveled to the Apta Rav, Rav Avram Yoshua Heschel, to ask his advice. When Rav Moshe explained his problem, the Apta Rav assured him, "Put your bitachon in Hashem and he will help you. You just have to cry and daven to him." Then the Rebbe continued, "In a few days' time, it will be Pesach. When you reach the words Vinnitsak el Hashem in the Haggadah, you and your family should cry to Hashem and beg him to help you." Moshe thanked the Rebbe and returned home, filled with hope. A few days later, as the family gathered around the Seder table, Moshe repeated the Rebbe's words and then explained, "The paragraph of Vinnitsak el Hashem describes how we cried out to Hashem in Mitzrayim, and as a result of our heartfelt tefillos, he saved us. When we get to these words in the Haggadah, we must also cry out to Hashem, and then hopefully he will save us too." As Moshe read the Haggadah aloud, everyone followed along. When he arrived at the paragraph of Vinnitsak, he suddenly paused. Then he looked around the table and announced, "Now is the time." Everyone closed their eyes. Moshe was the first to cry. Soon, the room became filled with loud sobs as they all begged Hashem to save them from the Paritz. Suddenly, there was a loud tapping on the door. Moshe wiped his face, stood up, and opened the door. Standing before him was a non-Jewish man whom Moshe recognized from his inn. "The police are after me," the man blurted out, his eyes darting back and forth, "and I must escape from the town. This bag contains 300 gold coins that I've saved up, and you're the only one I would trust with my money. Please keep it for me until I come back, and as a reward for safeguarding it, you can keep 150 gold coins for yourself." The man deposited his bag on the floor before running off into the night. Moshe and his family understood that this was Hashem's way of bringing them their salvation. Now, instead of crying, they sang songs of gratitude to Hashem for answering their tefillos. Gabriel's parents finally understood why their son was so anxious to reach Vanitzach. Mrs. Silver had contracted a serious illness. Although she was overcome with weakness, she managed to get dressed in her yontif clothes and forced herself to join the family at the Seder table. But the doctors were very worried about her, and so was Gabriel. He was waiting to get to the words Vanitzach, so he could daven for his mother. The Seder continued uneventfully until finally Mr. Silver looked at his son and said, "Now is the time." Gabriel put his Haggadah down, stood up on his chair, and closed his eyes tightly. Mr. and Mrs. Silver could see tears rolling down from the corners of their son's eyes. Their eyes, too, filled with tears. Soon, Gabriel was sobbing loudly. "Please, Hashem," he cried, "make my mommy all better. Please take her sickness away." He covered his face and stood there for a very long time. When Gabriel sat down, Mrs. Silver moved her chair closer to her son and planted a kiss on his forehead. "Please, Hashem," she whispered, "listen to Gabriel's tefillos and help me have a refuah shlema." The rest of Pesach passed quickly. After Yontif, Mrs. Silver returned to the doctor. For the first time since she had taken ill, the test showed that things were improving. The doctor was shocked. He could not understand how the situation had suddenly changed, but Mrs. Silver understood. As soon as she entered her house, she ran over to Gabriel and threw her arms around him. "Thank you, Gabriel," she repeated again and again. "Thank you for helping me get better." Mrs. Silver steadily recovered until she was completely healed. And you know, girls, this story is self-explanatory. We're at a time when it's hard for everyone. Everyone in the world, but especially for us, Klal Yisrael. And I would like to make some sort of contest with our class, and your parents will get an email with a chart that I've made. A chart that has three sections in it. Each day you can get 3 points. The first part is davening. Davening each day, Shacharis. Like Rabbi Hexter mentioned on Friday, there shouldn't be a day that goes by without davening. We need tefillos, but we need your tefillos, the tefillos of children, like we talk about so many times. The next part of the chart is 5 minutes of Tehillim. If at any point in the day you can say some Tehillim, take 5 minutes and say a few kapitlach of Tehillim. And the third part of the chart is 15 minutes of chesed, of being mevatar, of helping your parents out, clean for Pesach, watching your siblings. You can get a check for that as well, or you can color in the chart. And I hope that with our tefillos and our midos tovos and our chesed and looking out for each other, we won't have to wait till Pesach to cry out Venitzach al Hashem. We can cry out now, and hopefully by the time we get to Pesach, all this that's going on in the world and around us in Baltimore and all over the place, we can see Hashem's Yeshua, Hashem's salvation come b'mheira v'yameinu. Have a good day, girls.